Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now, we've got Carl Calabrese, political analyst. And Carl, hey, thanks for spending some time with us and reaching out.
Well, thanks for having me and look forward to talking to you guys.
Yeah, so tell me, I mean, I guess it's open mic for you here. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the disaster known as New York State and the finances, or the fact that we've got to beg for our money back here in Erie County? Where do we want to roll?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, New York State is a financial disaster. It's been an ongoing story for decades, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. Eventually, there'll be a day of reckoning for the state, but I don't see it coming anytime soon. They'll continue to do the usual gimmicks and games they play to off-budget things and delay the inevitable, but it will come. Unfortunately, it'll probably come when our children are going to be hit with the bill. But, there's a lot going on. This race in New York City for mayor has got incredible economic and political implications if Mondani wins. I mean, he's going to he could probably single-handedly destroy the capital of world finance himself and destroy that city. And he's going to become the new face of the Democrat Party, and he'll continue to pull the party farther and farther left, just as Bernie Sanders and AOC and the Squad and the rest of them have been going in that direction anyways. But
Can I ask you a question on him, Carl?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask you a quick question? So, obviously, I can't speak as I'm one of their voters because I'm certainly not. But in terms of when you are, pulling the lever for a candidate like that, in your brain, like, what goes through these people's brains? Obviously, freebies. I get all that. But, like, do you think that I've watched him speak a lot. He's not this dynamic speaker like a Barack Obama was to me, right? But how do you pull the lever for that guy and think that his ideas are actually going to work?
Because the people who pull the lever for him actually think his ideas are going to work. Remember, we're dealing with a segment of the voting population, younger people who have not been educated in economics, and whatever economics they've had tends to be towards socialism is good, capitalism is bad. You've got young people who've been, I won't even say educated, I'd say indoctrinated that, America is a fundamentally flawed, racist country that's irredeemable. And so you've got a segment of the population, especially within the Democrat Party, that's how they look at the world. It's totally different than the way guys like you and I look at the world. But that's their background, and that's what they bring into the voting booth. Now, the question is, are they the majority? I would say in the Democrat Party, that wing right now accounts for 35 to 40% of the Democrat Party. It's a minority, but it's a large vocal minority. That's where the money comes from. That's where the elites reside, and that's where the energy comes from. Now, the question is, who votes in New York City? Only a very small percentage of folks voted in the primary. So it's possible, even though Mondani is up by anywhere from 12 to 20 points in the polls, that he could still lose based on people who come out to vote who didn't in the primary.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this. we have a very mobile society now, right? Like, you know, I always say 25 years ago when somebody moved to Florida, or 30 years ago, it was like, wow, they're gone, you know? I remember growing up at a time where we didn't have cell phones, and, you know, it was $5 a minute to be able to contact my my uncle that lived down in Florida, right? And now it's like, all right, well, we can FaceTime and we see each other, and so it's easier than ever to just get up and leave. And to me, what I've been watching is the fabric of America, I think, moving more conservative and literally moving, right? Like, you know, to just get up and say, I've had enough of New York, you can have it. And so you're, you know, New York State used to have, well, we've got this blue section and red, and then now it's like, okay, you keep that state, you can have New York, we'll take Florida and Texas, you can have California. So to me, what are your thoughts on it? This guy wins as the mayor, but does it motivate the Republican Party to grow even bigger in on a national level?
Oh, I think so. In fact, I think that Donald Trump, he won't say this, but I think he would like to see Mondani win, because he'll use him as a poster child. He'll use him as a foil going into the congressional elections.
I would think too. I mean, there's got to be a lot of Republicans that are saying, if he does win, this might not be such a bad thing.
Yeah, but you know, you talk about the out migration in New York. It's not just New York. It's almost every blue state in this country have been losing people to red states. And I'll tell you, if the trend continues, the 2030 census is going to be very, very painful for Democrats in terms of congressional seats. They could lose anywhere from 10, 12, 15 seats just from that out migration from blue to red. So that's something worth keeping an eye on.
By the way, I called that years ago. People said, this is awful. I said, well, it might not be awful. There might be a path to some positivity here. And that was it, right? I've been saying, you win Florida, you win Texas, you're the president of the United States of America at some point. And that's where it's heading.
Carl, can I ask
you a whole bunch of
question?
Purple states. There's a whole bunch of purple states that by 2030 could very well be deep blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Deep red.
Deep red.
Deep red.
Deep red. Right. Deep red.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Carl. Let me ask you about the money side of things for a second with these types of candidates like Mamdani. So let's say he wins, and it looks likely that he may. Where does, and I know the answer, but I'm getting it from you here. Where does the money come from, and how does he ask for all that money, like free buses and government-run grocery stores? And, you know, I guess maybe he can take it from the police budget that he whacks because he doesn't want police on the streets. But where does it come from, and how does he actually go propose that to Albany? Or Kathy, or whoever.
He could certainly take it from other budgets, like police. He could certainly go to Albany. Remember, the Senate and the Assembly in New York is controlled by Democrats, primarily progressive left Democrats. So he may have a receptive ear in those two bodies. She's already endorsed him. You know, she's scared to death of the primary coming up for her spot, scared to death of people from the left challenging her and voters from the left not voting for her. So he could receive a receptive ear in Albany. And then, of course, his plan is to tax the millionaires and billionaires. And I guarantee you, and you guys will agree with this, if you think the out-migration of money, capital, jobs, and people out of New York City has been, you know, significant up to this point, wait until he starts passing those taxes.
Isn't it funny, by the way, to hear Andrew Cuomo talk like a conservative? He's like, we can't do this. These people are going to leave. It's like, Andrew, where have you been, bud?
Yeah. Were you here?
Well,
in
got 2020, religion. Better
Andrew?
Late than never.
Better late than never. Yeah. So, I mean, we're not going to hold you to it, but does Andrew have a shot at this? You were talking about people, you know, not coming out in the primary, but showing up for the general election.
Yeah, I mean, you know, polls don't vote. People do, and elections are about turnout. So that's the unknown. But every poll I'm looking at, the worst Mondani does is a 12-point lead over Cuomo. The best he does is a 21-point lead over Cuomo. Now, if Curtis Sliwa were to withdraw, he's pulling about 15%. That could make it, that could deliver Cuomo. It could, or it could just make it a tighter race. I don't know if that's going to happen. But right now, you know, Mondani's pretty commanding position from a poll standpoint. And the other thing that concerns me is I read an article about a month ago about the Democratic Socialists of America's political operation in New York City. They have put together a textbook campaign of grassroots volunteers. And any given day, they have 50,000 to 60,000 people, they say, going door to door, registering voters, making phone calls, sending out mail. if they do indeed have that type of grassroots organization, that's what pulls people out to vote. And that could be, you know, under the radar screen advantage he has that people really haven't considered.
I think you said one thing before, which is important. It's energy, right? And it doesn't take that many people to, quote, be part of that energy. You know, when you look at the Democrat Party, you were saying 30 to 40% are this far left-wing wacko. I thought that was really high, but I'm thinking, wow, is it really that high?
Right. Well, think about this. Think about this. In a few years ago, we had a race for mayor in Buffalo, and you had an avowed member of the Democrat Socialists of America, India Walton, running. And I've said this to many people, especially my Democrat friends. If anybody would have told us before that election that India Walton is a member of the Democrat Socialists of America, could get 40% of Buffalo's vote in a general election, a city that we've always been told is a more conservative, moderate Democrat city, ethnic, religious, blue collar, we would have said, you're crazy. What are you smoking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she got 40% of the vote. So I don't think 35 or 40% is off target.
Yeah,
by
no,
that much.
No, you're probably right, but it's funny because it doesn't take that many people to change. You know, human beings are followers, right? So, you know, I read a study. This was when you know when they were making everybody wear the face diapers for COVID, and it said that if 3 out of 10 people walked into a grocery store or more without a mask, that number would go from 3 to 7 or 8, because there's 4 or 5 people that don't agree with it, but they're just, you know, they're just there to appease people. They don't have the stones to take it off, right? So it was basically 2 out of 10 were driving the other, you know, the majority to like, it just doesn't take that many people to lead. And that's why, you know, it's so important to get involved and volunteer and get out there. Just doing this radio show for 25 years, I can't tell you how many times people will call and leave messages and they'll say, you should do this. And I'm like thinking, why don't you do it? Why do I have to do it? Right. But, you know, like I get it, but it doesn't take that many people to you know, be proactive to believe.
No, a small percentage of organized, passionate, you know, people can really drive the majority by virtue of that energy. And you cited a good example with the face masks.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the Democrat Party is losing the base of hardworking union folks, right? And I can tell you that I'm 51 years old, and you know, a lot of my buddies who were and still are union members, electricians, plumbers, you know. I went to college, got a degree in finance and economics. They went on to get their certifications. They were true Democrats, handing out flyers 30 years ago. Like, hey, these folks are supporting my wages, and they are so far away from that right now. They, you know, they make me look like Obama. I start having conversations with them. I'm like, what happened to you, man? But they get it, right? That party.
I've got a friend who's president of one of the major local blue collar unions. He's beside himself. He's totally perplexed on how many of his union members have voted for Trump in all 3 elections that Trump has run in. I tell him, why are you surprised? Just look at the positions the party has taken. It's quite clear. It's not conjecture anymore. There's been a realignment in the 2 parties of this country. The Democrats have now become the party of big business, finance, Wall Street, entertainment, high tech, the 2 coastal areas. And Republicans are getting more and more blue-collar, ethnic, and Hispanic people that you never would have thought of that 10 years ago. But the parties have totally realigned. That brings problems for both parties. I mean, the Republican Party now has a whole new constituency that comes to it with different needs. And how the party reacts to those needs and still keeps its governing principles in place is going to be interesting to watch. But the Democrats, I think, are in a more serious position. They've got a real civil war brewing between their progressive left that feels they're on the verge of taking over control from the oldsters like Schumer and Pelosi and those folks. And the next generation of Democrats that get into higher office, if you think this group of the oldsters are progressive left, wait till you see what's coming.
Yeah. Hey, Carl, thanks for spending some time with us, buddy. We really appreciate
it. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.